Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Hey, Mike, what's the word today?
Well, the way crop prices fluctuate, I might try to save money on my nutrition program this year. What do you think?
Well, did you end up using BlackMax 22 last year? It's been part of our nutrition program the last 5 years, and it can put between 10 and 50 bucks an acre into my pocket year after year.
Oh, that's the one you told me about. It's designed to help my soil provide nutrition better and cut down on burn from fertilizer, right?
That's LHC technology.
Okay, I think I'll give old BlackMax 22 a try.
BlackMax 22. If you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today.
The cattle futures today finished about $1 to $1.50 or so lower across the board here on the feeder cattle, 50 to 75 or so lower on the live cattle. Now, the two exceptions were on the front end. May feeders down $2.20, 142.30. That was roughly $2 off the low of the day. They went all the way down to 140.52 on May feeders. And then live cattle were actually the strongest on the front month, June, only down 5 cents at 124.15. Now, a lot of talk on that June live cattle of how much of a discount we are to the current cash prices, which looks like it's going to round out the week somewhere around 138. That is $6 to $8 or so dollars lower than where we were the previous week. So the last week on the cash live cattle sales, we saw one of the biggest moves up in a single week we've ever seen. Well, it looks like this week might follow it with one of the biggest drops in 1 week we've ever seen. So a lot of volatility there in the cash market. Boxed beef today at midday was up sharply. Up $2.81 at midday on choice to $247.39, so about $58 off the low for choice. Select was $227.28, up $266. Choice select spreads widened all the way out to just over $20.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain trade today is still sorting through yesterday's USDA monthly report. Corn finished down about 4 cents. Beans also down 4 cents. Now, wheat is the one bright spot today. Chicago wheat was up 2.5 in July at 434 and a quarter. Kansas City July up 2 even at 441 and a quarter. This morning, we kicked off the day with what I thought was a bearish export number. Wheat for old and new crop, the net was only 249,000 metric tons. We were looking for 250 to 650, so that was on the low end and even a little bit below expectations. Corn was extremely disappointing at 222.6 million metric tons. We were looking for 750 to 1.15, so about 525,000 metric tons less than expected on corn. And I think that's what weighed on prices here today. Soybeans were in the middle of the range of 451,000, looking for 300 to 700. So really the most disappointing end of that was the corn, and corn today, of course, down 4 cents. Now, the record ending stocks or the ending stocks released yesterday for next year's crop seem to be very large. And I think long term, those large ending stocks and large stocks to use ratio numbers are going to be an overall bearish tone for the next growing season.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.